With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So the impeachment, the stuff that's going to go on tomorrow is historic at some level, but ultimately, I think, inconsequential. Andy McCarthy's take on this, which is people are going to see how one-sided, how much this is just prejudice, bias, one witness after another. Able up until now, say, a one-sided story and not bringing in other witnesses who have other angles to all this. Okay, so 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, what about this idea? You're hearing it drilled in again and again and again. I'd love to hear from women. You know, I mock the PhD moms, Doylestown. They're unreachable, what we're dealing with here. It seems to be the Republican strategists, like this one I told you, Sarah Chamberlain, that's in the paper today. They're advocating emotionality again, too. They're saying women are not looking at issues like the economy, like illegal immigration, things like that. All that they want to hear about is health care. Okay, is health care a losing issue for Republicans? That's how people like this bill it. They're pretty much saying, unless you go along with at least Obamacare, it's a losing issue. I think it's one of the biggest winners out there. I told you yesterday, you know, we had an unfortunate caller toward the end of the show. Elizabeth Warren's plan, she is the front runner, she will be the nominee. What it would do is it would take cops and firefighters and teachers and others, the health care they get through government entities, and they would put that into the federal government, the Medicare for All, $2.7 trillion. So no one is going to be exempt if Elizabeth Warren gets her way from everyone thrown into federally national Medicare for All. You mean to say that's a losing issue for Republicans? That's what they're being told. That's why suburban moms or suburban women are coming out and are outraged. This column today says, America looks different than it did 50 years ago. Kitchen table issues have evolved. What's the biggest kitchen table issue? Wouldn't it be the economy? Wouldn't that be the biggest thing? How does Trump lose on that? Or are we seeing the media, fake news, parades of these radical women like we saw in Delaware County? You see it in Bucks County. They hate Trump. They hate Trump as a person. They love people like Elizabeth Warren. Do they really represent suburban women? And are Republicans, at least nationally, emphasizing the wrong things, like illegal immigration, the economy, that kind of thing? All they want to hear about is health care, equal pay, and paid child care to continue. You know, the paid child care thing is a contentious issue. So let's get into that. I don't think a lot of you liked it when Ivanka Trump came out with that plan. I think it'll be dusted off again. I don't like it. A lot of you said you listened to the show, you may be a stay-at-home mom or work part-time or do something like that. Why should we pay for the child care of people who don't make those sacrifices and choose to have both people working? They'll say they don't choose. I know that's a contention. Is that what Republicans have to do to win this block of voters that everybody is pointing to as the single most important? Let's face it. That's what the argument is. It's a suburban voter, but really it's suburban women. What is it they want? These Republican strategists are saying the GOP is going to lose unless we come up with common sense solutions to get things done. And women want honesty and collaboration in their leaders. How in the world are we supposed to collaborate with socialists? That means surrender. It doesn't mean collaboration. Every one of these, she's a female Republican strategist. Collaboration with Democrats. No, it's not collaboration. This is a battle. And it's going to determine through a number of election cycles what America is going to be. I don't want to collaborate with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, a goofball like Joe Biden. What would we collaborate on? Their vision of America is toxic. It's a battle. Is that stuff you can't say for the stomach of suburban women? That they just can't take that? That's pretty demeaning towards suburban women, isn't it? Many of whom are working, have to make tough decisions, are seeing all this stuff. If you say that, they're going to abandon you. That's what this boils down to. Republicans are seen as extreme. Democrats are not. Wow. Issues have evolved. All right, so here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. If you're a female out in the suburbs, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've never called before. What do you hear in your circle and in your gut? Maybe it's the local Republican Party in the suburbs, in some cases, just has been asleep at the wheel. They haven't been fighting back enough. As opposed to, they're on the losing side of this. Republicans are extreme, and that's it. So you better cough up child care for all and pay for it. Remember some of these proposals? Remember some of the stuff we've talked about? Is that what it is? And you better be screaming about equal pay and prove it. Otherwise, these women are going to vote for Democrats. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So I'd love to hear from women. Is that true? Is that what Republicans have to face up to in the suburbs? So you bring Ivanka Trump out. She says, remember the plan. I could dig up the plan, Dan, again. But as I remember it, a lot of people got upset about that. Because they're saying, wait a minute. I'm making a decision to do this. Why should I be? It was quite high. I seem to remember the figure of $250,000. You're going to be paying for childcare, daycare, and all that stuff. Is that really what we have to do? Then suburban moms will go, oh, I get it now. The economy's good. Trump is good on national security. And my childcare is taken care of. I'll consider voting for the Republican. If they don't, I won't. We had Tom Crone on. They're fighting the good fight over New Jersey, not running away from the president. But that's not what these Republican strategists, any number of them that are women, are saying. If I hear one more time, extreme, you're extreme. Look at the people we're running against. This strategist in today's Inquirer, why the suburban backlash? Put simply, the Republican Party no longer knows the suburban voter. Much like our country as a whole, suburban America looks different than it did 50 years ago. Kitchen table issues have evolved. Well, let me make one point to the person here. Part of it is, and this is bearing out, even the New York Times and Washington Post say it, in Virginia, all those suburban towns, influx of people legally in the main coming from foreign countries, and they're voting Democrat because of what they're used to. That's what the issue is. So even legal immigration is a problem. What are Republicans doing that would make, say, Asian emigres, Asian Americans vote against them? What? I mean, somebody's just got to call this out and stop this craziness. And the idea that we should be collaborating with Bernie Sanders, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, Elizabeth Warren, what can we collaborate with? Elizabeth Warren, I put it as simply as I can, and this is as meaningful as I can, wants to take away my private health insurance and Roe. Okay? What am I collaborating on? The terms of surrender on that? No, that's a fight to the death. There's no collaboration with someone in print, on paper, and what their drive toward healthcare is. So what should we be saying about healthcare that the suburbanites are missing here? This is demeaning to suburban women. Either they don't know or they want to have their family thrown into Medicare for all. If they do, if they're knowledgeable, they read this and they want to do that, I have a fight with them too. I'm sorry, I do. A big fight. We're not collaborating on anything there. Oh, yeah? Well, what are you guys going to do on healthcare then? 855-839-1210. Then she mentions child care. So we had the Ivanka plan, and if you remember when that came out, we saw people balking because you had these outrageous numbers where people were going to take child care off their income tax was part of it. $250,000 for a single person, and then $500,000 up to income, family income of $500,000. People are going, wait a minute. You have to pay your own child care. Is that now where the pressure point is? Would that be the magic bullet? 855-839-1210. I think a good part of this is Republicans have to be hungrier in the suburbs. They have to work harder. They have to have more outreach. They have to push back against this. That's what has to be done. I'm open to hear if there's a policy or something that's going on. But when they're saying suburbanites, they're really talking about women in the main. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. I'm writing my next column on this. It won't be in this Thursday. It'll be next Thursday because there are developments here that I've been working on for Bucks County. And they seem to think the paper that I write for, and I love doing that. Boy, the response has been tremendous. The Intelligencer in Bucks County, their editorial cited me, and they said a lot of people in the suburbs this last time around voted against Republicans because of fear-mongering. Well, look at what we're up against. I don't know how I can fear-monger against somebody who wants to think that she's actually going to come and take my health care away. That's fear-mongering. No. Against people talking about either A, we're going to confiscate your guns, or don't tell people we're going to come and confiscate your guns. Fear-mongering? Let's go to Lynn. Lynn's in Delco, and Lynn's next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lynn, welcome Hi. In. You're in the best. We might move the capital from Doylestown now to Media, I guess, because of Delco.
I'm just telling you, Don, no collaboration with those Democrats. They're crazy. No. At least that's how I feel out here in the suburbs.
Well, why then suburban women then? You know, we hate to drill down and say, patronize them, we have to reach them. But if Trump's going to win Pennsylvania this next time around, we have to do reasonably decent in a place like Delaware County, where you're from, Lynn.
Right.
So what is it you think that women want? I know that's the existential question that men face all the time. What the heck do you want, Ro? But what do we do?
I voted for him because let's fix illegal immigration.
Right.
Let's keep the economy going. These other issues you're talking about, health care, they can't take our private health care away. That's just absurd. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of women I know feel the same way, but I do have some that I know that really don't know, and they feel the other way.
And what do they say? Can you encapsulate for us, Lynn? What are they looking for?
They don't like Trump. They think he's just brash and mean. Mm-hmm. And he's just a bad person. And I'm like, well, tell me exactly what he's doing that you think he's bad. How is he actually a danger to our country?
Right.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I know, okay, you don't like him. I understand how he comes off maybe sometimes. But I don't understand how he's a danger. Like, what's he going to do to hurt us? He's trying to help us. Don't you people understand
that? That is well put. Well, we need thousands of people like you talking to women who are still persuadable and saying that. What's your Disney film or animated or something that you think is the best?
The Lion King.
The Lion King. Okay, I'll put you down for The Lion King. By the way, we're asking that because Disney today, Dan, did you see this on Drudge that Disney is having meltdown problems? Well, that's good, right? I mean, sort of, in that Disney Plus is being overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's being overwhelmed, and I tried turning on a movie. One movie, Dumbo, worked for me, but if I were to try to go to a separate title right. page, I would get knocked with the unable to communicate with the server's message.
So they're in a free mode right now, right, to have people sample?
It's a 7-day free trial.
Okay, so yeah. We can't tell if people are actually going to pay $7 a month for this.
I know a lot of people that have actually decided to go with the lump sum payment and pay $70 to get a year of it without even seeing the product.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the hype around this thing is incredible.
I wonder what we should set it to figure of people middle class, say between Netflix, Disney, cable of some sort, whatever your packages are. What would be a reasonable figure to spend, say, per month?
Per month? I would put it around $130.
So that's $1,200 and $1,500.
Well, I'm doing it cheap. I pay $70 for a good internet plan from Xfinity.
Right.
I pay $30 for Sling TV since we cut the cord, so that brings it up to $100. And then I pay for Hulu, Netflix, HBO, and now Disney Plus, so that would be an extra $37. So I'm paying $137 a month.
It's a lot of stuff to keep track of here, too. Choices. Okay, so that's why we're asking favorite Disney product, we should say, because there are all kinds of things that are out there. We have a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin, this big sports event. The guy is brilliant in person if you ever have the chance. 855-839-1210, though. Love to hear from more women, though, particularly if you're in the suburbs. Does it really come down to things like bite the bullet, do the child care thing? I mean, what is it Republicans are going to say on equal pay that they're going to win on that issue with Democrats? It's ridiculous. There's no win there. There's no even parity on that. And health care, I think, is an opportunity. Do suburban women really want to throw their family into Medicare for all with maniacs like Elizabeth Warren in charge? Or Bernie Sanders? Is that really where they want to go? Yeah, but we don't like with the Republicans, pre-existing conditions and all that. I get that. They have to do a better job. They ought to be right now driving on the healthcare issue. But the bottom line is, what's the other side going to do as the remedy? Isn't that a whole lot worse? Is that really appealing to people in the suburbs? Suddenly, they're so genteel, so civil, and Trump just doesn't match what goes on at the country club, I guess. But Democrats do. Boy, it's amazing what product Disney has. I just have page after page here of what they're putting out on Disney Plus. Just to give you an idea, in the 2000s, Remember the Titans is a Disney project. The Rookie. You know, just films like that, in addition to all the recent stuff with Marvel, and then all the cartoons, all the recent Disney products. It is incredible. This really, we're witnessing historic stuff today, and they're crashing because people trying to sample as much as they can, I guess. So 855-839-1210. Joe is the resident Disney expert. Joe, what would you say is your favorite?
Without a doubt, Dumbo.
Dumbo.
And the original, not that Tim Burton schlocky remake that I refuse to watch.
Why Dumbo?
Well, I associate with Dumbo, Dom. Dumbo was this little elephant.
Because of your giant ears?
Yes. Yeah. How did you guess? Picked on.
Looks like a pretty big headset there. I noticed how you have it configured to make it work with the ears, yes.
And, I just associated with Dumbo so much. He was so adorable, and so was I.
All right, so Dumbo from Joe. All right, you figure we're inside the vortex. All right, so that's our side question today. Talking about President Trump, here's a story I saw at Drudge this morning. And this is the type of stuff that Trump is fighting back. But oh no, the suburban moms see it differently. They just want to know about childcare. They don't want to know about anything else out there. Adidas. I had a girlfriend once, Dan, who pronounced it, she claimed, correctly. Not Roe, well before Roe. Adidas. It was a bit pretentious. That's a German of it. Adidas, plan, I'm not making it up, to close high-tech robot factories in Germany and the United States that it launched to bring production closer to customers, deploying in Asia. So now American robots are losing out. They're going to become Asian robots. Not just American workers that lost those jobs vis-a-vis the robots.
They're taking American jobs.
They're taking American robot jobs. Yeah, our robots, will they revolt? Will they vote for Trump? The robot vote is Trump's here. Trump hasn't addressed this yet. I don't know what he's going to say about robots.
Can you imagine the day where we have to discuss whether or not robots should be allowed to vote?
Well, that's right. Adidas has shifted most of its production from Europe to Asia, now relies on 1 million workers in contract factories, particularly in China and Vietnam. So who is it, PhD moms out there, that is taking this on? Which president at political cost? Because this is a long-term battle with China particularly. It's Trump. Isn't this an issue that affects American workers, that affects us emotionally even, affects our national psyche that we don't produce stuff, manufacturing, all that? I guess that doesn't impact in the suburbs. They're all lawyers or doctors. So they're not affected by this. But now American robots lose jobs to Asian robots. Adidas, Adidas shifts manufacturing. You can't make this stuff. I'm not sure of the reasons. I'm sure it's cost cutting. It's something in Asia. Trump is taking this on. Are we really supposed to believe with these female Republican strategists? What they really want to say is it's Trump. Get Trump out of there. And then you have the whole crowd. And I'll tell you, I get more angry every day with this notion. Well, you got to tag in Nikki Haley. If we just put Nikki Haley in there, I'm more convinced today she is gunning to be the VP choice this time around. And I have more excerpts from her book in which she excoriates Trump for what he said about Charlottesville and how she had to call him and he wouldn't listen. My goodness. No, I don't trust Nikki Haley. I don't think you do either. There's no big conservative surge. Put in Nikki Haley. That will be our answer to what women want. Put her in there. She'll say the right things. She'll be appealing in that manner. And we'll win back suburban women. Are you on board with that? Are we that desperate now? That's where this is headed? You can't send Mike Pence into Delaware County. Send Nikki Haley in there. And then the child care aspect. You'll see that dusted off again, I guess. Those are pretty generous limits, where essentially your child care is a huge tax break for couples, family income of up to $500,000. I would ask you, that's the high end, right, Dan? That's $500,000 for couples. You looked up, right. Let's say your family income is $400,000 a year. We really should be subsidizing your child care. Are we really going to do that? Is there not? I remember when this came up before, people were saying, hey, you know what? This is ridiculous. No. Well, Dom, you're always on the side of nurturing children and all that. Yeah, that means somebody pretty much on the home front for a period of time. Am I on board with subsidizing up to $500,000 of family income, child care? No, I am not. But remember, that was floated the last time around. Now, Trump does this at times, and then he doesn't bite on it, which is good. Here's the issue, too. Look, if Trump does this, I'm going to tell you in advance, and when he does it, I think it's wrong. But it is not a deal breaker or anything. Now, he said a lot of stuff about it, the vaping thing. Do I think we ought to have a big crackdown and banning vaping and all the rest of it? No. But that appeals to some suburbanites who don't have control of their own kids, and they're blaming the government not doing enough to stop big vaping. We've told you about Quakertown School District suing, the DA out of Montgomery County suing. Why? They're appealing to suburbanites who are saying, that's right, the government should intervene here with these vaping products. Should they? And Trump has been making signals back and forth on this. So they're going to be looking for, how do you appeal to these suburbanites? I think you appeal to them broadly. Great economy, great national security, stopping illegal immigration, taking on China for the American worker. Aren't those the things that we should be looking at? All right, let's go to Penny in Langhorne on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
On the issue of child care,
yes,
and support for child care, I believe that all families should receive support for that, whether you're working or not.
Because so we should subsidize child care. What do you say to those who are...
Well, everything is negotiated.
Right.
The amounts.
Okay.
All of that. So, but you should not discriminate against one group to the other. Yeah, the person who stays at home and takes care of her children is sacrificing a salary.
So what do they get out of this then?
Who?
The mom who stays at home.
You give them support, money. If you're going to put a value,
okay.
There's a value on a woman and what she is doing. And
so we're going to subsidize the stay-at-home mom too, then.
Yes, because all families. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm not on board with that, but okay, you're consistent with it. Go ahead.
You don't know. Her husband might not be making that much money. So their family is sacrificing a salary if the woman did go out to work.
I get all that, but that's all choices that people make. Okay, Penny, what is your Disney film?
You don't want to know.
Go ahead.
Song of the South.
All right. I think that one might be... in a different category. All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. Now, we're not going to subsidize stay-at-home moms, too, are we? That's a way to even it up. So, it'll be interesting. Suburban women in general, and everybody for that matter, to see how the impeachment hearings turn out. Will Bunch, lefty in residence for the Philadelphia Inquirer, has got a column up right now. Just put up a little while ago. Do Trump impeachment hearings need BAFO ratings, must-see TV buzz to succeed? I'd say they do. Because what this comes down to is, it's not factual stuff. It's not high crimes and misdemeanors. It's, can they push the numbers of people that will then make Republican senators have to at least consider removing the president? That's what it comes down to. Secondarily, after that, it comes down to, do they damage Trump enough with the impeachment vote and what they do politically that they can stop him that way in 2020? I think they know deep down, the smarter Democrats, if they miss, meaning if they don't remove him from office, he's going to be strengthened by this. And I see signs of it already that are out there. So is this really going to be, are people going to be riveted to this tomorrow, a la Watergate or something like that? No, I don't think so. So then for Friday, the big show will be Yovanovitch, Maria Yovanovitch. Will she tear up? Will she start to bawl and cry? And they made her do it, and these Republicans and the media can run with that. That's what the back alley, that's the final play with this. That's sad. But she apparently did that during the untelevised portion, so they're hoping that happens again. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, you just heard somebody say, well, pay both women that stay at home and women that are out in the workforce with children, pay them both to subsidize child care. Really? That's what Republicans have to do. Let's go to Isabel in South Jersey. Isabel, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I have so many things I could say, but let me just start by saying the last caller with the subsidizing women to stay home or
yes.
If they had to stay home. This is all part of the problem, and this is what's been going on for years. Everybody thinks they're entitled to something. When I raised my family, I had to get, because I couldn't really afford to put them in nursery school or what have you, I had reliable relatives, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, mm-hmm. a sister who didn't work, who took care of my children. I only had two daughters, and one was in school. The other
right.
Was
well, let
a
me
baby.
Stop you there, and that's right. They're going to say, well, families have moved away. They're not intact. They don't have that. I think a lot of people still do. But isn't the broader thing, if you desire to have children, you have to figure out a way to accommodate this?
Absolutely. It's just common sense. sense. Look, I'm not college educated, but I think I have common sense. And when I hear and see the things that are going on today, it's just incredible. They talk about wanting health care or free health care or whatever. First of all, there are major problems that need to be resolved before any of that could even take place. And the biggest thing that I see that's been going on in this country, first of all, we had a welfare problem here to begin with. Now we have millions of people flooding over the borders, and they're going to be getting, according to what I've read, whether it would ever come to fruition, I don't know, but free health care.
Well, no, let's stop right there. See, that's why this is a winning issue also. People get that, even those that are slightly Democrat, I think, Isabel. When Elizabeth Warren, on the record, she said it again all this week, yes, if you're here illegally, you will be under this Medicare for all. You'll get the same health care.
Okay, boy, so how does the American woman, the housewife, the suburban housewife that was born and raised here, how does she think that's going to help her in her situation for her children and her family to get all the things they want when they're going to have so much to pay out?
Exactly.
To people that are coming here that don't belong here. Look, I am sympathetic to everyone's plight in the whole world. I say, look, if you're going to take them in, I'm still seeing children from when I was a little girl in the 50s, little African children that are starving on TV, and I'm sure you still see them too.
Well put.
Well, let's take them off here.
I hear you.
Take all the little African babies.
Isabel, give me your Disney.
My Disney is Beauty and the Beast, and it's because I'm an adult woman now with I have the chick flick syndrome, and that's what Beauty and the Beast is to me.
I gotcha. Thank you, Isabel. Good choice.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.